Folks, you're listening to the John DePietro Show. Well, the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection, they're trying to do this massive regulatory effort. And joining us right now to discuss it, folks, you hear me mention them. It is Tim Johnson from Propane Plus. Tim, I want to just start off with, if people don't take action, that the Mass Department of, they're about to enact this without including propane and really overstepping their bounds.
Yeah, that's a true statement, I would think. A lot of us don't believe that the DEP has the authority to even make this regulation. And the problem with being a regulation is that it's not a law. It's a regulation. So lawmakers make laws and regulators make regulations. Well, lawmakers are voted in by the constituents. DEP is appointed people. So you don't have a lot of, you can call your congressmen and your representatives, but they don't have a lot of say over that. You know, I believe the governor may have a little bit, but they're kind of their own entity. So that creates a lot of problems, and it's kind of a beta test for New England, because if it works, a lot of other states are going to follow, because this is a pretty big money grab for the states to, take your money basically and give it to other people to electrify their homes, which isn't exactly fair.
Wow. Can you touch it? Where did this come from, Tim? And how has it even reached this stage?
Well, I'm not exactly sure of the dates. I'm more privy to exactly what's going on now. But what had happened was during the Baker administration, actually, they set some standards that the state of Massachusetts would have to meet by, I'm not exactly sure of the date, but we want to be carbon neutral, I guess. I think it's 2050 is the deadline.
Yep.
So in order to do that, in their mindset is they need to electrify every home in the state of Massachusetts. And in order to do that, they need to get some money. So what they're going to do is the natural gas, propane companies, and oil companies will basically assess a fee to their current customer base so that the state can take that money and invest it and give it to other people to basically put electric heat pumps in their homes, which they say will be much cleaner than gas and oil. And there's an all-out assault on all of this stuff, and there's a lot of renewables coming out. And, it really should be an all-of-the-above approach, but they want to electrify everything, and they're forgetting that the electricity is made from natural gas and oil and coal. And hydropower isn't all that clean either. They keep touting how clean that is, but I've been reading a book called The Arctic Blue Deserts by Stephen, I think it's Kasperzak, and he's an environmentalist who says that these reservoirs are actually causing the Arctic to warm.
Wow.
And it was quite interesting, and this is a very liberal guy, and he's been shut down by the government because the Canadians and the Russians have mega reservoirs up there, and when they release the water, it's making the northern oceans about 10 degrees warmer.
Wow.
Because it's able to absorb the heat in the summertime, and then they release it actually in the wintertime. So what's happening is that less food nutrients are getting to the fish out in Georgia's Bank, and that's why we have the fish depletion that they're talking about. It's not overfishing. It's that there's not enough food for them to eat anymore, because of these dams. So everything has an effect on everything. It's just that, what's the flavor of the week?
Folks, we're speaking to Tim Johnson again, Propane Plus, Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. They're the ones that are trying to implement this new clean heat standard policy. Tim, you mentioned Governor Healey. Where does she stand in all of this?
Well, actually, a friend of mine, Sue Cerner, and myself actually had dinner with her one night, and she understands that you're not going to get rid of gas and oil and propane overnight, and we need to go to a cleaner economy, energy economy, I guess. And we're trying to explain to her that she's open compromise, but it, you know, she has doesn't have a ton of sway over DEP, and she does, and I explained to her that we're all on the same page. I mean, we don't, or the same team. We're not trying to, you know, we don't want dirty water. We don't want dirty air. And right now the air is way cleaner than it's ever been in our history in this part of the state, for sure. And I mean, you go outside, I mean, the air is clean. It's not like there's, I think wood stoves are probably the biggest polluter out there.
Right.
And you don't see that much anymore. And really 8% of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts actually use propane. So we're not this huge conglomerate thing. You know, we're kind of more in the suburbs and where natural gas is not, yet we're way cleaner than natural gas. You know, we get lumped into the same category, but we're not. We're actually 73% made up of hydrogen, and we have zero methane, and we're a byproduct on top of that. So we're a renewable from day one, but they don't want to consider it. I mean, we're just a, you know, like the gas in a butane lighter, and they just burn it off while they decided they could use it for heating your home, and seems to work quite well. And so we're going to get penalized, probably even the oil guys. It's about a dollar a gallon surcharge, the rest of it at this point, and it could go more. And, you know, it's just kind of like they're making us buy the rope and hang ourselves is really what it is. And, you know, 60% of all electricity, there's a loss of it from the where it's produced to your home. You lose 60% of it.
Wow.
So that's not factored into it. Because if you ever hear those lines crackling in the summertime, you know, in the power lines, well, that's because the power isn't all in the wall. You're losing energy as it goes down the lines. And they don't, they're not really being fair about it. And it's actually not a good program. The intentions are good. The people all have good intentions. But to think that, you know, penalizing propane and biofuels and that type of thing is not, it's definitely not the answer. It really isn't, because basically they're going to make us buy credits for all the gas that comes in, and then we'll be able to get credits if we convert your house to electricity. And it's a really complicated process, and these people called aggregators are the people who are going to actually make the money, because it's so complicated. You have to hire someone to figure out, you know, what credits you got and how to buy them and sell them. And it's just a whole other thing you really shouldn't even have to do.
Tim Johnson, if people are listening right now, especially it's obviously Massachusetts residents, when they contact their rep, and folks, you need to contact your rep, should they basically just say a decision of this magnitude should not be decided by Mass DEP?
Yeah, you know what, John, it actually should be decided in the legislation, legislators.
Okay.
It really should. And that's probably our biggest bone of contention is that, you know, we don't have a say in it because they're just appointed people.
Sure.
And our politicians, you know, you tell them and they say, well, there's not much we can do about it. You know, we don't run DEP.
Right.
But we're still outreaching to them and, you know, trying to get them to understand that the constituents are the ones who are going to be paying the bill for this deal.
Yep. So that's really where it stands right now. It is something seemingly should be picked up by the legislature. So, folks, if you're listening, you want to contact your Massachusetts state rep and tell them when it comes to the new clean heat standard, it should, in fact, be decided by the legislature. Tim, is there a website or any way that people could learn more about this?
Yeah, you could actually even go to our website, propaneplus.com. We have a banner. You can click right on it. And if you go to that, if you put in your zip code, it'll actually take you right to your legislator of your area.
Great. Folks, again, go. It's propaneplus.com. I'll talk more about it. He is Tim Johnson of Propane Plus. Folks, again, you want to contact your state rep and tell them you don't want this decided by the Mass DEP. Tim, great job as always. We're going to continue to stay on the story, and we'll talk to you again.
All right. I appreciate it, John.